Now, earlier this month on Central Time, we talked with the former director of the National Institute of Mental Health about the shortcomings of mental health care in the United States. Children's Wisconsin in Milwaukee has taken a step to fill some of the gaps in service, opening a new walk-in mental health clinic last week. Amy Herbst is Vice President of Mental and Behavioral Health for Children's Wisconsin. Amy, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
What kind of things were you hearing from patients when it came to access or lack of access to mental health care in your part of the state?
So we were hearing from families that it was taking too long to receive the mental health care that their children needed, whether that be a therapist, a psychologist, or a psychiatrist. They were really feeling like they were getting to a place of crisis before they could access the care that they needed.
Can you talk about the process of putting together this walk-in clinic and trying to meet the needs that you were just talking about?
Yes. So this clinic is really the direct result of us listening to those kids and families who were telling us they needed more immediate options when it came to caring for their children's mental health. And it also was in response to those providing mental health care were saying, you know, we're doing everything we can, but we can't always be immediately available to families. And sometimes that's exactly what families need. So we've got to create something that was new and different.
So who should come to this clinic and when?
So that's such a great question. So we are really trying to be clear with families about who should come and when they should come. And so we are looking to serve kids and families where they're having new or worsening issues related to anxiety, stress, depression. Maybe they're having a loss of interest in things that the child typically enjoyed, trouble focusing, maybe a loss of appetite that's very concerning, feeling of isolation. Maybe they're having some flare-ups from some mood disorders, sleeping difficulties, difficulties with school, absolutely. And so if those families are feeling like this is urgent, we cannot wait for our therapy appointment. We cannot wait to get off the waiting list. We don't have an emergency here, but we do have an urgent issue. We're telling those families to walk into our walk-in clinic.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear you say that because in talking to, I mentioned the former director of the National Institute of Mental Health, a lot of times that first point of contact with the healthcare system, the mental health system, is that crisis in the emergency room. It sounds like part of the hope here is to deal with that maybe acute problem before it develops into that crisis emergency stage.
Yes, that's exactly what we're hoping to do. And this is one component of a variety of things that we're doing at Children's to try to meet the needs of our kids. So what we're saying is, please come to this walk-in clinic before you find yourself in an emergency and needing to call 911 or go to a psychiatric crisis service or come to our emergency department. Hopefully we can help you sooner.
Talking to Amy Herbst, Vice President of Mental and Behavioral Health for Children's Wisconsin, looking at a new walk-in mental health clinic there. What kind of help does that kid get? They've had their appointment there. What kind of things do you do to help them in the long term?
Sure. So in the long term, what we're able to do is provide a lot of navigation services to families. So immediately you can come to us and we'll assess your situation. We'll do some evaluations. We will meet your immediate urgent needs. And it doesn't stop there. We will stay connected to a family until they are connected to whatever long-term mental health care that they need. So that might be outpatient therapy. That might be a psychiatric evaluation. That might be inpatient hospitalization. Whatever it is, we will see that through with you until you get to where your child needs.
Let's bring on a caller. Jeremy is with us in Racine. Jeremy, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to commend the idea concept of this urgent clinic because psychiatric help for children or people with autism, ADHD, things like that, and everything that's encompassing with those things are so difficult for people to get immediate care and or care within like a 6 month, 7 month time frame. And I'm wondering if they're going to have an expansion maybe to young adults because when you get older, it doesn't go away. You're always going to have autism, ADHD, anxiety issues. what options would they be able to provide possibly in the near future for something like that?
And Jeremy, is this an issue in your family?
Yeah, it is an issue with my family. We struggle so much trying to get just basic, you know, care for my son during his autism and with his autism. And psychiatric help and psychologists, they're just so overburdened. And you never got a chance to really get in there. But 7 months later, whatever happened 7 months ago is moved on to something completely different, you know.
Jeremy, thank you so much for sharing your story and your family story. First of all, Amy, that 6 or 7 month wait that Jeremy is talking about to get mental health care for a kid or a young adult for that matter, is that part of what you're trying to cut down on here?
It is. So, Jeremy, thank you for your comments and question. We are trying to address that wait time in a variety of different ways. And the walk-in clinic is one of the ways that we're working on that. And then in terms of young adults, you know, we were literally having that discussion earlier this morning again at Children's. And we do provide a significant amount of mental behavioral health care to young adults for a variety of reasons and issues. And we're talking about how can we do better on our own and in partnership with others so that we can provide that continuity of care into that young adulthood, because that does very much matter to kids and families. And then in terms of kids with autism or other issues, I'm really happy to be able to tell you that we recently hired an excellent and fabulous doctor that is going to lead up some work for us so that we can do better taking care of kids and families with autism. So more to come on that from us, but you should be able to see some real improvements from Children's in that space.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy. Amy, the official opening of the walk-in mental health clinic was last week. I understand there was a soft opening, though, last month. How are things going so far?
Yes, you're right. We had a soft opening, and then we opened to the public last Tuesday, March 8th, and we've been busy. So we were estimating that we might see an average of 5 kids per evening, and I can tell you the first day that we were open to the public, we saw 6 kids that evening. And so we've been busy, and we've been busy dealing with individual issues that are unique to each family and helping them get that care that they need in the moment. And then, of course, after they leave the walk-in clinic as well. And so we expect to stay busy, and we will be open on weekends starting this weekend.
Amy, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing this with us today.
Thank you for covering this. We appreciate it.
Amy Herbst is Vice President of Mental and Behavioral Health for Children's Wisconsin. She joined us to talk about the opening of the hospital's new Craig Yabuki Mental Health Walk-In Clinic.